Hi, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another music interview. I'm delighted to have been joined again. It's Lee Hollister from the Manchester Scar Foundation. So, all right, Lee, how are you, mate? You okay?
I'm all right, Simon. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Very posh today in the boardroom.
Yeah, well, that's right. You're honoured, mate, to be in here. You're honoured indeed. So, yeah, we're obviously here for a bit of an update. There's absolutely tons going on for Manchester Scar Foundation. To be honest, I don't think you've kind of ever been busier, to be honest, mate, have you? There's much on, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of different stuff going on, whereas the most gigs we've done in a year was 68, but this year there's not that many, but so many different gigs and travelling further afield and stuff, and there's more festivals and moving up from pub gigs, if you like.
The kind of last time we spoke, I think it was over the winter, you'd had one or two little line-up changes, and you've just drafted in a new trumpet player called Sam. So there's the eight of you now, isn't there, in the Scar Foundation? But you seem to be nice and settled with your lineup.
Yeah, everything's tight. These guys all came in. The new guys came in last year in the summer and just stuck with it. And everything's tightened up and the band's running as nicely as ever. And Sam's come in on the trumpet. We added him back in, added a new trumpet back in, and Sam's a man who's nice player. We do try and rehearse, but with it being the sax player lives over in the Lake District, and everybody's all over the place, so it's very, very difficult. And with us probably doing one or two gigs at least a week, it's very difficult to get a rehearsal.
Yeah. Still doing your local stuff. You was at the White Hart, packed out the White Hart and Royton last week, didn't you? There's some really major ones coming up very shortly. I'd like to talk about Modfest at the Beach, which is over at Morton.
Winter Gardens.
You've got Secret Affair and the Lambrettas on there, absolute legends of the mod scene, and yourselves and a few DJs. Kaz is on, Kaz Matthews. I mean, that must be an immense one for you. You know, you must be looking forward to that one immensely.
Yeah, I'm looking. Well, all the whole band are looking forward to it. Looking forward to obviously sharing a stage with iconic bands like Secret Affair and the Lambrettas. But to be honest, I'm really looking forward to playing in the building as well itself, because it's a wonderful building, wonderful setting in there. It's like a old kind of old time theatre kind of area. So yeah, it should be a great night. I believe there's still tickets going.
I don't think there's many, to be fair.
Is there not?
I think
it's selling really well.
I mean, it's like you say, it's not every day you get sort of Secret Affair and the Lambrettas together and for you to be part of it. Was you kind of into any of those two bands back in the day?
The band that was for me was The Jam. So obviously the Secret Affair, Lambrettas around the same kind of time. And you know, you can't argue with stuff like Poison Ivy and Time for Action and My World and stuff like that. You know, they were anthems, weren't they?
It's gonna be fantastic, mate. I'll be along at that one as well, so we're really looking forward to that. I don't think you've played at the Civic Hall at Upper Mill before. Have you actually been?
I've been up,
Because it's a lovely venue, isn't it?
Went to see Jam Restart there a few months ago when they were in. And a great atmosphere, great venue. You know, the sound guys that they have up there are fantastic, and just the whole setup is really made for a gig, and it's very friendly towards the people coming in, because the bar's right at the back and there's a nice stage and they can see everything, and there's loads of dancing room.
I don't know if this is like the major one for you this year, but the Great Northern Scar Festival down at Bowlers there. Again, an absolutely mega lineup. You've got, you know, Bad Manners, the Scatterlights, From the Jam. Again, it's legends of the scene, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got Rhoda Dakar as well from the Body Snatchers. She's doing her stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that's a special one for me, because I help promote it and I'm part of that. So, that's like a mega day out, 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 1 o'clock at night. Mm. All them bands you've just mentioned for the price of £25, you know, it's unreal. And to be bringing the Scatterlights to the Great Northern Ska Festival, one of the original ska bands, you know, is mega, as well as Bad Manners and all the rest of them.
Yeah, because you've done this festival before, obviously. How many times have you done it now?
This is the second year.
Is it? All right, okay.
It's
so, obviously, thinking back to kind of last year, I mean, how many what sort of crowds you're getting in for?
And what are you expecting this time? I think he sold over 2,000. There was over 2,000 in there last year. So hopefully, with anything, you would like a progression on it and to get a few more in. So, which is one of the reasons we added From the Jam there, Bruce Foxton from the Jam with his band. And we added them in to try and bring in kind of more of the mod scene as well. We're hoping that does well, because they're like another massive band on the scene at the minute.
It still seems a little strange to me, or maybe not strange, but the ska and the mod scene are still growing, aren't they, it's still on the up, isn't it, they're still a real thirst for ska and mod music, isn't
there? It's becoming massive again, and as you know, you only got to look around and see more scooter clubs are coming up, more people are riding scooters, more people are getting back into the scene from where it was years ago, it's a thriving scene at the minute.
And tickets are still available for Scar Festival, right?
And they can be got through me as well.
There's also a band on there, I noticed, called Manchesca as well. Are these kind of a new band on the Manchester
scene? They've been going a while around the Manchester area. I don't think, I know they're not as busy as us, but they're a good outfit, there's no two ways about it. They're all from the Royal Northern College of Music. They're great musicians. Personally, I've never seen them, but I have listened to them quite a lot. All the bands that are on at the Great Northern Ska Festival, all the kind of not famous bands, if you like, are all vetted and we know all about them before we would book them.
And you're spreading your wings a little bit bit later in the year, doing something for Kaz Matthews, the Scarloween. Is it up Preston Way, is it?
It's up Lancaster, around
Lancaster,
that area.
Is it? Right, okay.
We sort of like try to spread out the areas, and this is like a small village hall with limited amount of tickets. That's going to be a really good night, because Kaz will be on DJing and we're going to play. And hopefully we can get the locals out of the beds as well as people travelling, and give them a good night out.
When's the, obviously we've kind of talked before about how you're kind of spreading your wings and, you're going further afield and, I've got on my list here, we've got Buxton, obviously Rochdale, you went over to North Wales, you're going to Macclesfield. When's the Macclesfield Festival?
Saturday the 22nd of July, and there's some big names on that. The brand new Heavies are on it, Dodgy, as well as lots of other stuff, and it's a family day out as well. It's a massive festival. There's all kinds of kids entertainment and just everything that you can think of there is going on, and that's Macclesfield Rugby Club. Lunchtime till 10 o'clock at night, right, or something. We're spreading our wings, and it's a real honour for people, when they ring and ask us to play on these things. It just shows that the hard work the band put in, it pays off eventually,
Now, the March of the Mods, usually around about March time, a special set of gigs up and down the country in aid of the Teenage Cancer Trust. You've put your names down for that as well, for the Manchester one next year. Must be kind of quite proud to be involved.
Of course, because everybody, if you can do your little bit for that kind of thing, then you're willing to do it. To be honest, there was a little bit of confusion why we've never done it before, but that got cleared up just recently. So, we're fine. We're looking forward to going there and playing that.
Do you know where the venue is going to be next year?
I believe it's Band on the Wall on Swan Street in Manchester,
Have you played there before?
Never played there. Tried a million times to get on, but...
Yeah, because it's quite... I think I always put it, it's an iconic venue in Manchester.
Yeah, of course.
And your guys and obviously Lynn would go down a bomb there, won't they?
Hopefully, we just get on wherever we can get on and do our best and hopefully people have a good time, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Couldn't be easy to just get the tickets from you, the physical tickets from you, can't it?
I only have physical tickets for the Great Northern Ska Festival.
Right.
The other ones, you get them online. You can get in touch with me for the Scalloween ones or with Kaz Matthews. But the Great Northern Ska Festival ones, they're for sale on Skiddle and Ticketmaster and stuff. But if you get in touch with me, I can get you the tickets and I can get them commission free.
That's good.
So which saves about £3 or £4 a ticket. So I have them in hand. So anybody who wants them, just get in touch through Facebook. I don't know if you'll put my number on it or whatever. Yeah.
Is your website kind of updated?
Yeah, that's on ManchesterScarFoundation.com.
Yeah, so there's all the details are on there as well.
And all the good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, thanks very much, Lee Hollister. Great to see you again, pal. And I'll speak to you again very soon.
No problem.
Cheers,
thank
mate.
You. Cheers.